Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com. They'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. And as we like to say here from the TireRack.com studios, the Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be.
Woo-hoo!
And with that being the case, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great. How are you?
Fair to medium.
Oh, wow. You getting started early?
Yes.
I know you're a little lighter in the pockets.
And I am sick. I've been throwing up since Sunday night.
Oh, gosh.
How in the world could they do that to yours truly? I went out on a limb. I gave Josh McDaniels some belief, some hope, and I believed in the black and silver. I thought, Chris Broussard, that I would be here today on this Monday with my chest stuck out. I would be up on one side of my butt because my wallet would be so fat. And instead, I can't even pay for cheesecake tonight if I wanted it. I'm flat broke, and Chris, here's a microwave take that I'm going to regret.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
I'm going to be straight with you. No lie, no BS. I'm betting the Raiders, -4.5, and I'm going to put a $500 wager on that game. I think this is the lock of the year.
And you know what, Chris? When I called my buddy Eddie in Detroit to put down my bet, because you know we can't bet in California, Eddie said, are you putting the five down? What's the deal? He kept texting me. Are you doing it? Chris, I bet 350. I pulled back a little bit.
God. Wow.
I put on panties when I made the bet because I couldn't do it.
For that.
All right. Rob Parker.
Stop it. I get it. And we're going to get into Josh McDaniels. I mean, that is a travesty.
They stink.
To go out there with a team that made the playoffs last year, with a team that added arguably the best wide receiver in the game on the offseason, and added Chandler Jones to boot. A team that had every reason to play with its season on the line against a coach who a week ago was doing what we do. A coach who a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, was coaching high school football. A coach who 2.5, 3 weeks ago, in fact, 2 days before he was named coach, wasn't even thinking about coaching professional football. Was just as shocked as the rest of the world. Picked a 30-year-old offensive guy to call plays for the first time in his life. And you let him beat you with an old quarterback who had been benched 3 weeks earlier? I mean, it's inexcusable. But Rob Parker, how dare you? How dare you get on these airwaves and sing the Woe Is Me song and sing the Please Pity Me song?
Wowzy, wowzy,
I lost $350. The Rob Parker who wears $700 Balenciaga sneakers? The Rob Parker who wears $700 Gucci loafers?
Did I do that?
The Rob Parker who's got Louis Vuitton seats in his car?
I was wrong.
The Rob Parker who a week ago, not even a week ago, last Friday, got his Jordans, his brand new Jordan sneakers, soaked in the rain. And ended his rant about how wet they were by saying, I'll just go out and get a new pair. That Rob Parker! We got listeners wearing Chuck Taylors. We got listeners wearing Vans. We got listeners who can't even spell Balenciaga. A lot of them, actually. They wish they could spend a day in Rob Parker's shoes, literally and figuratively. So I don't want to hear it. But what I do want to hear is this. Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, giving his thoughts about Josh McDaniels. Oh, we don't have the sound. What sound do we have, Rob G?
We got sound or quotes. Quotes. All right, Rob G, let's hear it.
Read him.
Well, you know that first thing he said is he thought earlier today that Josh McDaniels was doing, quote, a fantastic job.
Wait. Mark, the owner of the Raiders, Chris, said he's doing a fantastic job.
They're 2-7.
If you're not going to fire the dude, that's your prerogative. But don't, I mean, what? Are you playing Raiders fans for fools?
What did I say to you, Rob G? I said the same exact thing. I said, just say that he's your guy and you're going to stick with him.
Right.
But don't tell us that he's doing a fantastic job. You're 2-7.
He's doing a horrible job. I mean, look, I'm not into killing coaches, but what are we supposed to say? I mean, seriously. They were 10-7 last year. They added better players. They're now 2-7. They lost to a team that had basically given up on the season and hired a coach. Forget Jeff Saturday that he was a broadcaster last week. Any new coach that comes in, no preparation whatsoever. I don't care if it was Bill Parcells.
He doesn't have his own quarterback.
Right.
He doesn't have his own players. They didn't have enough time to put in any real changes, Chris. He just
Thank
got
you.
The job 5 days ago.
And you going to tell us a fantastic – that's just downright insulting.
All right, guys, Rob G.
It is downright insulting.
Well, he doubled down with more.
He doubled down later. First, that quote was to the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Okay.
Then he spoke to ESPN a few hours later. Said, quote, "People in today's world want instant gratification. This guy's coached 9 games. We're 2-7. Not the results we're looking for, but at the same time, we've lost 6 games where we had the ball with a chance to win at the end. And you know, Rome wasn't built in a day."
What a cliche, ridiculous quote.
It wasn't torn down in a day either.
Chris, this is a team that was a playoff team a year ago with an interim coach. He's supposed to be Josh McDaniels, supposed to be a hot shot. You know
right,
what I called him
upgrade.
In my column today, Chris? Josh McDonald's.
Wow.
Because it's a clown show in Vegas. It is. Rob G, the only thing missing from that game was the big red nose and the floppy shoes. Josh McDonald's.
Here's the other thing, Rob. And I get he's coached 9 games.
His career's longer than that.
Yeah, but it's his second job. It's his second job. He didn't do well in Denver either. That's the thing. Look, Rob, I'll admit. If this was his first head coaching job, it wouldn't be, you know, there'd be a little bit more patience. I mean,
Chris, he's lost 24 of his last 31 games.
Yes. That's what are we talking
24
about?
24 of 31? He's lost. Remember, he started out 6-0. Since then, it's been a debacle. It's been a mess.
This is, Rob, what people talk about when they say bad ownership. And I don't know, Rob G, you may know more to talk about Mark Davis. I don't want to rip him. I liked his dad and all that.
Well, his dad was an innovator and was way ahead of the curve. I did like his dad.
Right.
I'm
Al
with
Davis
you.
Was fine. But this isn't, I mean, this is hiring. This we said it, Rob, when he hired him. You wanted a big name.
Right.
That's it. It happened with John Gruden. You wanted a big game, a name, a guy who hadn't coached in 10 years. You make the richest coach in the history of the league, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and let's not forget where he was, Chris, when he stopped coaching with Tampa. It wasn't like he was lighting up the scoreboard.
Right.
Things were bad in Tampa.
He won with Dungy's guy.
Yep, that's a fact.
And then when it was his own guys, he struggled. You're absolutely right. And now this. I mean, come on.
This is as bad as it gets, Chris. I've been covering sports for 36 freaking years, and that is as bad. I mean, really? I when I said that on Friday, the lock of the season, I was dead serious because I didn't think that they'd be able to put anything together, you know what I mean, in time to make a change. When you fire a coach, it's because things have gone off the deep end. Remember, Frank Reich was the cat's meow for a while, Chris. Everybody talked about the job that he did in Philadelphia,
yep.
And he would be a great head coach and all this other stuff. So this was shocking. All right.
I'm with you. I mean, this is unbelievable that look, I get it. It's the NFL any given Sunday, right? But come on. You're playing, again, he's not in Jacksonville, Rob, where the team was horrible last year. You're not in Carolina.
Right.
You are in Las Vegas where the team was good. where you got a quarterback who's not ultra elite, but, you know, he's a very much an above average quarterback. Great receiver. And actually receivers, you know, a nice receiving group. I mean, come on, man. I'm sorry. It just can't happen. And so 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are Rob and I overreacting? I mean, we had, who was it on last week? Was it Rob Woodson?
Yeah.
When he said if they lose to the Colts, Josh McDaniels isn't even getting on the plane.
Yep, we talked about it.
I mean, obviously it's a little joking, but I mean, come on. Like, and I get it, Rob, if you're not going to fire him right now, but you certainly would be justified.
Yeah, but you can't feed the fans, Chris, that he's doing a great job.
Don't tell us he's doing a fantastic job.
Come on. I mean, I just think that just say we're not anywhere where we need to be. Josh, you know, we got him all these players, all that. He comes with this great offensive mind, but it hasn't been put to the test, and we've lost a ton of big games. He's talking about, Chris, about the one possession games that they've lost, or one score games. What about the 17-point leads three times? Like he's talking about one possession.
They were one possession because you couldn't hold
a three possession
lead.
Right. It don't even make sense.
I mean, and Rob, and also, we've said it. This is not 1987 where there were five-year plans.
There are no five-year plans.
No. Coaches of consequence step in and change things immediately.
Yep.
They just do. And so there's no excuse. There's no excuse. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Are Rob and I tripping? Are we overreacting? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
See ya!
Listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, we want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate. It's presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg, folks. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, and we believe that so much that it is backed by a lifetime warranty. So roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Again, you get a lifetime warranty and free home delivery. Biggreenegg.com. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Josh McDaniels, your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Michael in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Michael?
Hey, guys. Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I think the Raiders got the McDaniels mixed up because the other McDaniels in Miami is doing a great job right now. So, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Hey,
you right about that.
They should have gone Mike for the black McDaniels. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And one last thing. Do not drink the Dallas Cowboy Kool-Aid. I'm telling you right now.
We already know.
We
know.
Put it in the refrigerator and throw the key away. Not drink that Kool-Aid.
Michael, I was saying that on TV
Chris,
today.
I bet you were because that was that game, and we'll get to that. But right. That was typical Cowboys, wasn't it? It was typical.
It was.
They could have broke the Packers'
believing.
Neck.
Yep.
And they didn't
fall
do it.
Apart.
Yep. Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drake?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, this comes down to me to Mark Davis refusing to admit that he is the stupid money at the table. Doubling down on Josh McDaniels when this team is an absolute dumpster fire, going in the wrong direction, as you said. Playoff team last year, you add pieces. Best wide receiver.
Yes!
Other pieces. This is supposed to be your moment, your time to shine. All you need is a general, allegedly a five-star general, who can lead the troops. And who do you pick? Somebody not worthy to be a private. And so Mark Davis, this is complete damage control. And he's taken a different approach in terms of ownership. Obviously, Al, as you said, was the innovator. He could be hands-on. Mark's like, oh, I'm just going to handle the business side and empower the right people to do the job. But what's the last two business moves that you made? You're paying John Gruden $100 million to sit on the couch and eat Twinkies, and then you bring in Josh McDaniels, who, by the way, I'm calling from the Commonwealth. He's already done reached out to Bill Belichick about a transition plan to come back next year, okay? Because I don't see him. If this season goes down, it's going to be either Josh McDaniels and Derek Carr is out of there. Devontae Adams is out of there. So you're going to sell your fan base on a rebuild centered around Josh McDaniels or picking and keeping the players that you have. That would be the better option. Get rid of the bum coach and right. Bring in a leader who can motivate.
No
them.
Doubt.
So at the end of the day, he's the stupid money at the table. Thank you for taking the call.
And Dre, I know I was passionate about it, Chris. The other thing is don't forget the Mike Mayock hire. No experience as a general manager,
right.
Mike Mayock.
TV guy.
Yep, another one. Let's go. Nolan in Indianapolis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nolan?
Hi, how you boys doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. I did want to bring up, like, 5 days ago, like, right after the Saturday hire was announced, Broussard brought up, and I'm not debating this, I kind of agree with it, he brought up the racial angle about the Rooney Rule and passing up African-American, like, interviews to, like, guys that might be more qualified. But I did want to mention, as it was kind of, you may not have insinuated it intentionally, but it kind of read like, oh, Jim Irsay's disregarding it and just going for one of his guys that might be less qualified. But if you think about it, when they fired Jim Mora, they went to Tony Dungy. He was the first and last interview
we gave the Irsay family credit. No, no, no.
Not only Jim Caldwell.
I just want to give the listeners a little bit of context. I'm not saying you guys don't know this.
No, we gave them credit because they haven't had one. They had two. And they replaced a black coach, Chris, with a black coach. That doesn't happen that often.
And we said, Rob, yes, we definitely pointed out the racial element. Yep. But we also said it's really – we point out all coaches who've been paying their dues,
yeah,
who are told you got to be a coordinator, you got to coach a position before you can get a job as a head coach. So for all of them, you've heard people on TV, Rob, say that Saturday skipped the line.
That's exactly what happened.
Right? That's what – so black, he skipped the line in front of black and other coaches of other races as well. We've seen it in basketball and baseball, Rob. I didn't think it could be done in the NFL, but maybe I was wrong.
No, yeah, because the game is so much different, Chris.
Right.
And coaching does matter. You could do it in the NBA because it's a players' league. And if you have really good players and you don't get in the way, you can do it. You really can.
You just got to get them to believe in you in basketball. And baseball, you know, you're getting a lot of it from the front office with the analytics. And, I mean, look, we'll see, Rob. I mean, if he – this is the other thing about the Saturday thing. Right.
Let's not get crazy.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying if he is successful going forward, this will change a lot of the perception about coaching in the NFL.
No doubt.
And you know what I mean? And a lot of the coaches right now, assistants, head coach, whatever, may not like the change.
No, because you know what, Chris? You know this. They'll just start doing it, and they'll do exactly what they did. Hire the guy during mid-season so that they don't have to open it up to everybody. You see what I'm saying? Like that's the way. Remember, if you do it at the, if you fire guy at the end of the year, you still have to interview people. And then it will be harder to pick somebody who doesn't have the experience when you're interviewing. You see what I'm saying? Like you would have to do it this way in order for it to work.
Well, I think they would change that rule.
They might have to.
In terms of race, yeah. Yep. But all right, we got TJ Houshmandzadeh coming up in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Our next guest is a former Pro Bowl wide receiver, now co-host of Up On Game, right here with Fox Sports. Our man, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Hoosh, what's up, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I ain't making no bets, though, so I'm doing good.
I was going to say, man, Yasiel Puig, my God. I mean,
yeah, man.
God,
man,
he got the bug, and people get the bug, and that's why Pete Rose ain't in the Hall of Fame, but that's another story. All right,
man, Hoosh, Vegas is Vegas.
That's right.
We started off talking about
Vegas.
Jeff Saturday beating Josh McDaniels. Rob and I both, look, we've seen coaches in basketball and baseball without any experience
get jobs,
come right in and get jobs, have success. We didn't think you could really do that successfully in the NFL. And granted, it's one game. Who knows? Jeff Saturday may go on a
he might
a
not win another game.
Streak.
Right. You know,
so we're not saying it's a fait accompli, but did we overestimate? I mean, this makes it look like, you know, it may not quite be as difficult as we thought to coach in the NFL. I don't want to belittle it, but what are your thoughts on this?
Coaching matters in the NFL. And because I've had some coaches, and I'm sitting here like, why is he my coach and I know more than him?
Right. I believe.
But then you also have some coaches where you learn a ton of football from. And to me, I've always thought this. A head coach is more of a psychologist. If you can relate to people and you can talk to people and you treat everybody the same, but you really treat everybody differently because we're all our own person. The players, they're going to play for you. They're not going to want to disappoint you. And I hope Jeff Saturday succeeds so that the narrative will change. There's so many former players that want to coach. But, dude, we're not going to be in there till 1 o'clock in the morning. I've walked in the coach's office. He has his feet kicked up on his desk, the clicker in his hand, and he's asleep. The film watching him.
Right.
And these dudes are worn out. They don't know their wives. They don't know their kids because they spend all this unnecessary time. Let's get some coaches in there that, man, go see your family. Get out the office around 8 or 9 o'clock each night, and your job is done. And so I hope he succeeds so that Pandora's box is now open and it realized what you guys, we can go a different way about this.
Right, because we see, look, there are, I mean, Ron Rivera, Frank Reich, Doug Peterson, like a lot of guys, Dungy, were at former players.
Right, but they put in work.
But then they had to go, you know, through the same kind of channels as all the other guys who never played. Are you suggesting, like, if Saturday has success, do you think you're talking about more so, hey, this dude just retired, but he was a great leader. Everybody knows he knew the game. He was smart. He would be able to step in right away. Is that what you're thinking more so?
Player, whether you just retired or you were just like Ray Lewis was a known leader. People going to gravitate towards him. Deion Sanders been saying this
Deion's
for years.
Deion's doing a great job, right.
No, he was saying this, Chris, for years. Like, I'm not going to start in the basement when I know more than the guy that's in the penthouse. Why are you going to put me in the basement? I know more than the guy that's in the penthouse.
Yeah, but the flip side, though, is everybody's not going to be successful. And if Saturday fails, you got to admit, if he fails, then it will change other people's mind. You're right. If he has success, it could open a door, but it could also backfire and maybe
Rob,
not give other people.
The fact that he won this first game and hadn't been there all year over a coach that's been bred and developed by Bill Belichick. He won that game when all the odds were against him.
Yeah, but
I don't see any way he can fail unless he doesn't win another one.
But what did he do? Yesterday. What did he do that changed what the Colts did? And you looked yesterday.
Well, he did start Matt Ryan.
No, I'm just talking about what I'm saying.
It's the belief. It's the way he talked to them. It's the way he treated them like men. It's the way he approached them.
The coach just
played better football.
I look at it as, and I get it, because I know LeVar is on this bandwagon too, and I'm sure probably.
I'm not as much on the bandwagon like LeVar.
Okay, but this is my only argument. I want to get him on one day so we could talk to him. But this is my only argument. Is, and Chris brought it up earlier, he skipped the line. Like, there are people who are former players who have gone that route, who have put in the time. Even like a Rod Woodson has been a coach. And those guys would want opportunities too. And the only reason he got it is not because, and I'm going to say this, it was his playing career and he was a leader or whatever. It's because somebody liked him. The guy who owns the team likes him.
It's not what you know. It's who you know.
No, I know, but that's not how guys have been hired in the NFL. Not at this extreme. Other guys have gotten jobs, don't get me wrong, but they've had some credentials. He has none. That's all I'm saying.
And I get that part of the only thing that people, like John Lynch, he went straight from TV to be a general manager. And, he has a degree from Stanford.
So did Matt Millen, who had no experience, and the Lions went 0-16.
But you can see where I'm going to go with where I'm about to say. Marcellus Wiley has a degree from Columbia. You see how that works. Marcellus Wiley has a degree from Columbia. Isn't that a little more prestigious than Stanford? Just a little bit.
What you mean a little bit? Of course it is. It's Ivy League, baby.
And so that's my point is it's not so much of who you or what you know. It's who you know. And I thought you see the Deion Sanders, who has done a great job at Jackson State. He's been saying this for years, and there's other coaches. You can't just constantly do what Jim Mersey has done and think it's going to work, because it's not. You will fail, and you will fail badly. But Jeff Saturday, whatever it is about him as a person, those players in that locker room believe in him.
If they get drubbed 27-0 next week, we'll have you back. And then you'll tell me that, well, you know, you can't blame Jeff Saturday because the players, they just didn't play well.
They won't lose that way because of that game yesterday showed they were down in that game. They could have easily given up. And that showed me they won't lose 27-0, not to a team that athletically they're on par with. And they won't, talent-wise, they won't lose that way, because that showed me yesterday the character that that team is going to have because they believe in him.
Hey, one more. We're running out of time. We could talk to you for an hour. That Cowboys game and the Packers game, I mean, just your take. Obviously, the Packers got up off the ground. That's a huge win. The Cowboys were 195-0 in their history, leading by two touchdowns going into the fourth quarter. What did you make of that collapse?
I don't understand. I thought the Cowboys season was over when Dak got hurt. If they play the way they play with Cooper Rush with Dak, they'll be fine. Like, run the ball a little more.
Yeah, because they, I mean, for them to throw 46 times
run
when
the
their
ball
run
more.
Game was clicking.
Right.
And they should have done what the Packers
Aaron
did.
Aaron Rodgers threw the ball 20 times.
Yeah. 20 times.
That's
hey,
it.
Aaron Rodgers, is he a game manager now?
Yep.
Right.
I mean,
right. If he was willing to do that, you can't Dak Prescott.
But he threw three
touchdowns.
Right. But I get what you're saying. He only 20 passes. I thought, my God, they're not even letting him throw the ball.
And because the Packers know. They ran for over 200. As good as the Cowboys are on defense, they have the 29th ranked run defense.
Right.
They're good against the pass and rushing the passer.
Yep.
They can't stop the run.
Great
so
point.
All Green Bay did was say, oh, we had success running the ball when we played Buffalo. Well, let's do this the entire game.
Yep.
The Cowboys can't stop the run. Aaron Rodgers threw the ball 20 times. Aaron Rodgers threw the ball 20 times.
I know.
And I tell
so
you what,
Cowboys,
his willingness to do that showed how much he wanted to just win, but also beat McCarthy.
No, that was a good game there.
Because
right.
McCarthy, you know, they've all wanted that game. And
but
so,
if the Cowboys run the ball, just say they throw the ball 40 times. Now that's six more runs. The game may be different. But
I totally agree.
I thought McCarthy made the right call at the end of the game, going for it. He's been a head coach in Green Bay for years. He understands the win conditions of that. So
right.
That's one thing
and
that I
do agree. And
that
ain't why they
with.
Lost. Yeah, it was stuff they did.
No, that's not
that
why they lost. They
yeah,
couldn't
that,
stop
it was
the run.
Stuff.
And
the penalties.
The, ball.
Penalties.
The penalties killed
typical.
That last drive.
Cowboy
you know?
Penalties all over the place.
Right, we got to run.
The grown men, but
yeah.
You got, they got to start putting everybody that get a penalty $500 in the pot.
Rob
that,
G.
That's what
I,
you
yeah,
got to start
that.
Doing.
Let,
that's
that.
What you got to
right,
start
doing. Let's get Hoosh again.
Run,
yeah, we got to get him on again this week.
We'll
get
you
on soon.
I know how it works. Fox Radio, y'all keep
right.
up the great work.
Thanks, buddy.
Baby.
All right, buddy.
All right, brother. Peace. That's Hoosh. Check him out on Up On Game. Shekel City's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And you know what, fellas? It's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate. The best a man can get, Chris Broussard.
All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Over the weekend, I picked like, I don't know, 8 or 9 games right, but no parlays went together. Like, I always had one bad game in all the parlays. But anyway, it is what it is. And tonight, Chris, Shekel City, BetMGM. I like the Commanders plus 11. I know the Eagles, they're at home. They should blow them out. I don't know. It's a divisional game. I'm going to go with the Commanders plus 11, and they're 4-5 this year. It's not like they're 1-5, 1-8 or something. They're 4-5, so I got the Commanders plus 11. Hornets minus 1.5 at Orlando, and the Thunder put up 145 against the Knicks at the Garden. Chris, I got them plus 11.5 in Boston against the Celtics. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And, Chris, we got a rookie of the year coming, National League rookie of the year, Michael Harris III, an MLB bro, because you need to know. Man, he had a great year. He is the rookie of the year. You'll get more details with Steve DeSager at the top of the hour.
All right. For the rest of the show, Rob, put your pom-poms down.
Okay, all right. It's good for our sight. That's all I'm saying. I'm excited.
Rob. I'm picking the upset tonight. Not only the Commanders with the points, but the Commanders to win.
Are you really? Is that because of teams that go 8-0 usually lose? What is that?
No, I mean, I just think, you know, look, I mean, obviously most of the football reasons would support Philadelphia winning. They're clearly the better team, but I don't think they're going to go 17-0. And we see it, Rob, in the NFL. Sometimes you lose to weaker teams. I mean, most, you know, the best team in the team that wins the Super Bowl is going to lose, what, somewhere between 3, 4 to 6 games, right? To teams that were lesser than them. Kansas City's already lost to Indianapolis. So I just think that Washington is a divisional game. It's a rivalry.
Yep, Taylor Heinicke,
you know, they play with some spunk. He's not great, but, you know, he's got an attitude. He gives them an edge. They play well when he's in there. They've played some games close. Minnesota just, you know, they gave Minnesota all they wanted, I believe, a week ago. And to your point, though, the three of the last four teams, Rob, that have started 8-0 lost in the ninth game.
And, it was Pittsburgh. Right, that.
But remember, guess who Pittsburgh lost to eventually when they lost at 11-0?
Who?
Washington. Now, that might be too many coincidences, right, for this to come
true
tonight.
That is a coinky dink. That's
right, interesting. Right. But, I'm picking them. You know, we'll see. But it's going to be interesting because Philly's got a ton of momentum, and they can really grab hold of that division with Dallas losing. I know the Giants are still there too, but this would be a good win for them considering Dallas's loss. We got 2 hours left on the iCouple. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.